brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair and Auto Flex Leasing.
So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
So I call Virgin America and I go, look. All right. John Hamm, everyone's favorite star of Mad Men. Breakout movie star actor as well.
He was in The Town.
He was great in The Town. He was also really good in a movie that I just saw with an ensemble cast about these couples that were married and struggling, and I can't remember the name of it, but Friends with Benefits? Yeah. Friends with Kids, that's it. Friends with Kids. He was awesome in that.
Yuck. I have none.
Oh, little buddy. So, anyway, he agreed to go on this Skype-y, website-y thing. Let's see what it's called. It's called Rookie. Paul Rudd just did this, where he went online and answered five questions from fans. And it seems that all the fans are young girls.
You should do this.
Like teenage girls. What?
Get on Rookie.
I think, Mike, this is probably reserved for people that are movie stars, not local radio idiots.
You've been in Serum.
Glorified podcasters.
Yeah, that's all we do. So.
What, we're glorified podcasters?
Yes, we are.
That's what this is.
We are one step above podcast because we have commercials.
You had Corby's Angels,
though. Other than that, it's a podcast.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Corby's Angels.
They're 38 years old now. They don't even remember me.
Yeah,
and probably, you know what?
Did they have their day or what?
I guarantee you, Corby's Angels, which the bunch of 12-year-olds back in
1999.
Yeah. So, what, 13 years later, they're probably in their mid-20s. I guarantee you one of them is a grandmother.
They can still be angels, though.
That's right. Might still be Corby's Angels.
So he went online and answered these questions.
Corby's Angels is a grandmother.
So the first question he got comes from a young lady, and she decides to take the shock jock route. Where's my plug-in?
Not there.
Oh.
So her first question was, do you jar?
Close. You're going to like this one, Mike. And now we go.
Turn it up.
Number three, is it gross if a girl accidentally farts in front of her significant other? Should she feel embarrassed? This is from Anonymous, believe it or not. I was under the impression that girls never farted. So I don't feel like I am capable of handling this one. No, of course. Farting is farting. Everybody farts. Go read that book, Everybody Poops.
No. He got it right the first time.
Oh, Mike, if only you were as open as John Hamm.
No, he got it right the first time.
I like the drop that we're going to have.
Girls don't
though.
Do that.
Shut up.
I feel like I am capable of handling this one. No, of course. Farting is farting. Everybody farts. Go read that book, Everybody Poops. It's the same thing.
I suggest you read Everybody Poops, Mike.
I don't want to.
I'm reading that right now to my 2-year-old.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. He likes that book.
He doesn't have to read it. All he's got to do is look at you.
That'd be just daddy poops. Sometimes when we eat a lot, we have to poop. Practicing what?
The open door policy.
Yeah, he wanders in sometimes. Asks, what am I doing?
Isn't it clear?
God, you're awful.
The worst. Shut the door.
What if something is wrong with my kids and they need me?
Look.
What are you going to do? Stay in there 25 minutes?
No.
Okay. They can wait however long. It takes you, however long it takes you to do that awful business.
So uptight. Here's more from John Hamm.
Number four, I'm 16 and I've been dating my first boyfriend for 3 weeks. The problem is that I want to do stuff, but he doesn't want to, even though he's a year older than me. He says we should get to know each other better first. I don't see why it's such a big deal. What is he afraid of? All right, S.
By the way, you know what he's wearing? This will make you
nothing.
Really. No, he is wearing something. He is wearing a 2011 St. Louis Cardinals World Series Championship T-shirt.
It's disgusting. I will never watch Mad Men again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to know what this stuff stuff is. If it's making out, then you should want to do that. It's super fun. If it's having sex, that has other things to deal with. So he's probably right in saying, like, slow your roll. So I don't feel quite qualified to answer that, but use your best judgment or talk to somebody that has better judgment. Number five, do guys get full-on tingly stomach feeling nervous obsessive crushes? This is from Anonymous. I really wish you should have put your name on this one, Anonymous. Do guys get the crushes that I'm assuming Anonymous, who is a girl, gets? The answer is quite simply, absolutely, of course.
Gay.
Because we're human beings. And we, you know, we get nervous and we like girls and...
We fart.
And that's how it works. So there. Those have been my five questions. I hope I've been helpful. I'm 41 years old. Doesn't mean you have to pay attention to me, but it's, you know, probably in your best interest. Okay. You're probably all too young to watch Mad Men. So, I don't know. Enjoy the Hunger Games.
And there he goes.
Enjoy the Hunger
Enjoy
Games.
Enjoy the Hunger Games.
Like making out? Sure. It's super fun. He's funny.
He is. He's very funny.
He's funny.
He's going to be a very good comedic actor for a long time, if he chooses to do that. Gautier.
You ought to get back. You ought to get on Rookie yourself.
Again.
Answer those questions.
Again, Rookie is for famous people, not radio morons.
Why don't you at least try it again on me?
I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is. Where to go, how to access Rookie people. Why don't you get on it? You've been on the radio now for 50 years.
They don't want me. They want you.
Oh, the hell they don't.
No, they want
you. They want you.
No, they want you.
No. Well, they are calling my name, so.
Yeah, so they want you.
Gautier and his song Somebody That I Used to Know.
Stinglight.
Rolls on. Dude, this is... This blows away anything Sting ever did. The song spent a fourth week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which is not that big a deal. But it also leads the alternative songs airplay chart for the 10th week in a row and
alternative
is now number one on the dance club chart and the
dance party
dance mix chart, which I don't know the difference between that. But he is the first to top all four charts and just the third shared leader on alternative songs and dance club play songs following U2's Discotheque from 1997. I don't even know that song. Which one is that?
Hell, I don't know. I can't stand U2. You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, though. I mean, I was out on them at that point because they were all dancey and clubby. Isn't
is that
one
on Zooropa?
It had to have been. Isn't it clubby? Isn't that one of the Fox Sports Southwest girls?
No, it's a sandwich at Potbelly.
Oh, that was close. God, I bet they were excited last night. Can you imagine the high fives from those two?
Because they love sports just like us.
They really
That's right.
do.
They love watching their favorite Ranger, Elvis Andres.
They like support sports fans.
Yeah, I want to bunk their heads together.
Boy, I do too. I'd like to do that.
Like a couple of coconuts. Doink.
This Somebody That I Used to Know, though, it now
is... Sounds like Sting. He's Sting-like.
It's Sting meets Peter Gabriel.
Probably. But it's better than Sting.
Sting had his day.
He had his day with the police.
No, he's had his day on his own,
with
too.
What? That one?
You used to love that song.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you did. You used to walk around up there singing it all the time.
Like an old Indian making fun of it.
No, you weren't.
That's
making,
what it sounds
you
like.
You weren't making fun of it. You had it stuck in your head. I remember the first time I met you.
Here we go.
You came up to me and said, I hope we can be friends, but unless you embrace Desert Rose by Sting, we can't be.
Never even knew the name of it. I knew it as Hay Away or something like that. Yeah, I did.
Oh, God. You never heard Dream of the Blue Turtles? His first solo album?
No.
It was awesome.
No? What's wrong, Danny?
I'm sorry. I just accidentally popped up a entertainment site, the What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Yeah?
There's a current photo of Jessica Simpson. Holy crap. She is the size of Aretha Franklin. And she just
nothing
signed
wrong
a,
with Aretha
okay,
Franklin.
First off, let's cut her some slack.
Dude, no.
She just gave birth.
This is pregnant and fat.
Is she post-birth or is she... I mean, she's already had the kid. You know that. So is this after she had the kid?
I don't know, but she is enormous.
Dude, is she pregnant?
I can't tell. She looks fat. This is where that question comes in.
What is the cap
play. Pregnant or just
it
fat?
Says Jessica Simpson signed her $4 million deal with Weight Watchers to lose the 65 pounds that she gained while pregnant. More like 165. You know, these must be pregnant, Corby, but I'm telling you, those fingers look like fried mozzarella sticks.
Dude, yes, she's pregnant. Are you kidding me? I'm looking at it. He didn't know if this was pregnant.
How can you tell?
Yeah, you can't tell.
She's got a 6 basketballs sticking out of her gut.
And
she's pregnant.
And 2 volleyballs sitting on top of it.
He didn't know that's pregnant.
But look at her face and her hands.
Yeah, Danny, you know, some women gain weight when they get pregnant. God, they can't all look like you.
You're the one that invented Pregnancy Island.
Right. I know. But I don't harp
and now,
on it.
And now you're making excuses for that.
All I'm saying is...
You're the one who wants pregnant women out of your sight, out of mind, while they're pregnant.
That's you! That's you!
Yes, it's me. I'm just following your lead.
No, I enjoy the pregnant woman. I think that hormonally they're very balanced.
Oh, God.
They're a treat to talk to.
Okay.
Right, that's what happens when you're fat. So, yeah, they'll pay her $3 or $4 million. You know what? That's so not fair. Because I guarantee you they approached her while she was while she was pregnant and said, keep eating. Go for this.
Keep eating.
Moist and flavorful brisket.
Let's get this way up there, okay? And then just imagine the TV commercial, the before shot, which is this one that Danny's looking at right now with the ham hock fingers. And then we'll have the before and then the after with you wearing your Daisy Dukes and you in shape with your six-pack and your double Ds and Weight Watchers did it all. I guarantee you. $3 to $4 million.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
If that ever happens.
What?
It won't work for her.
Yeah, it will, dude.
No, it won't.
When you're rich.
That's all she's going to have to do.
Yes. When you're rich like that, it's easy to lose weight. When you're poor and you're working all day and you don't have time and you can't pay for the trainers and you can't pay for the right foods and you're beaten down and you got 2 kids on each boob. I mean, it's just, it doesn't work.
That's right. That's the myth of weight loss, girls.
What is? Oh, that if you're normal, you can't do
it? Yeah. They sell you the idea that you can do it if you're normal.
Well, what about
you can't.
I read some stat that I can't remember, like in 2030, that 50% of the country is going to be obese of this country.
2030, hell. How about 2013?
Yeah, you got a point there. Carrie Underwood blew away the charts over the week. This week, actually. She was up against Norah Jones. They went toe-to-toe. The great Norah Jones, Dallas' own Norah Jones, the songbird of the Metroplex, was going up against the Oklahoma swamp trash of Carrie Underwood. And Carrie Underwood absolutely destroyed it.
With what?
I don't know, but they're predicting that the numbers that she saw in her first week suggest that this is going to be one of those crossover country rock albums that Lady Antebellum had.
We need another one of those.
And Zach Brown had and all that.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. We need another one of those?
I guess. But the shocker of the week is Nora Jones, she sold only 110,000 copies, which for some is a great accomplishment, but for Nora Jones, remember, her debut sold 10 million copies. Her follow-up in 2004 sold 400,000 copies in its first week, and now this, she's down to 110,000.
People have forgotten about her.
Is it
That's
over?
Why you need to put out an album every 6 months.
How about every 2 weeks?
I'd be for that.
Break time.
We're being told by several executive producers that it's time to walk away from this segment.
I said break time. That's it.
I'm hearing now from one of the top producers in town that we're being told, mandated, to go off the air.
Stay on the air. Do whatever you want.
All right, then I guess that means entertainment news is over for today.
Out of way, America. Go.
Disappointing.
Just
4:53 here on the ticket. That's 4:53.